With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has won a highly controversial presidential election.
Fireworks echoed around Caracas after the first results of the election were announced, with President Maduro joining a crowd of supporters to celebrate.
Soy Nicolás Maduro Moros.
I am Nicolás Maduro Moros, the re-elected president of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela.
This result, however, is disputed by the opposition. They said some of their election observers were removed or barred from some counts, and they had access to only 30% of the printed receipts from the country's electronic voting machines.
And that is the BBC's Joan Wells reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has what he calls serious concerns about the announced results of that election. Speaking in Tokyo today, shortly after the announcement was made, Blinken said the U.S. was concerned the result reflected neither the will nor the votes of the Venezuelan people. Fire crews are hopeful that cooler, more humid weather will help them get a better handle on the Park Fire in Northern California. An update from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Fire officials say the Park Fire, the largest in California, is now 12% contained but still threatening thousands of homes. The sound of firefighters on the ground trying to douse billowing flames in Forest Ranch, California, and water-dropping helicopters above. Homeowner Craig Kelb says he's hopeful they can save his house.
Pretty confident talking to this crew here. They're doing a lot of work.
The Park Fire has scorched more than 550 square miles of land, burning down dozens of structures. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Could be a strong start on Wall Street. Dow futures right now are up by 158 points. NASDAQ futures pointing up by 112. This is SRN News. Nebraska's Supreme Court has upheld the state's 12-week abortion ban.
The state Supreme Court ruled that Nebraska's law banning abortion in the second and third trimesters of pregnancy is constitutional. The 12-week pro-life measure became law in May of 2023. The ACLU sued to overturn the law, which combined abortion restrictions with a measure about transgender health care. SBA Pro-Life America called the court's decision a, quote, victory for Nebraska's unborn children and their mothers. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A judge has ruled a Northern Virginia man is competent to stand trial after he was arrested last year on suspicion that he was about to embark on a mass shooting at a mega church. The federal judge set an October trial date for the man after holding a competency hearing. Prosecutors say he intended to shoot congregation members of the Park Valley Church. This is SRN News. After years of opposing Iowa's new abortion law, clinics are prepared to follow it. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Iowa is set to join more than a dozen other states where abortion access has been sharply curbed since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. The state's abortion providers have been fighting but still preparing for the law, shoring up access in neighboring states and learning from others where bans went into effect more swiftly. I'm Julie Walker.
There will be back-to-back meteor showers in late July. The Southern Delta Aquarid meteor shower peaks early tomorrow. And this year is going to coincide with a second smaller meteor shower. The Alpha Capricornids, the Delta Aquarids, occur every year in North America's late summer months. At the peak, 15 to 20 meteors are expected to be visible per hour in the Northern Hemisphere. More of these stories at srnnews.com.